Time magazine, the August 15th, 2005 edition, August 15th, only one day passed. The cover story is entitled Evolution Wars: The Push to Teach Intelligent Design Raises a Question. Does God have a place in science class? Now, this article is reminiscent of many articles that I have read in Time magazine. Martin Nowak is a Harvard professor of mathematics and evolutionary biology, and he's quoted in Time magazine. He describes himself, by the way, as a person of faith, and he says he sees no contradiction between Darwin's theory and belief in God. He specifically says that science does not produce any evidence against God. Science and religion ask different questions. In other words, in Nowak's make-believe world, science and religion should be equal, mutually respecting partners, each the master of its own domain. Well, in reality, that kind of compartmentalization works only in fairy tales. In the real world, what you believe scientifically has a direct impact on your religious persuasions. Let me give you an example. The evolutionary paradigm led Darwin inexorably to a religion of racism and sexism. Now, that's not just a statement I'm making out of thin air. You can find that in his own writings. For example, in The Descent of Man, he speculated that at some future period, not very distant as measured by centuries, the civilized races of men will almost certainly exterminate and replace the savage races throughout the world. And under the subheading, Differences in Mental Powers of the Two Sexes, he went as far as to attempt to persuade devotees that, quote, the chief distinction in the intellectual powers of the two sexes is shown by man's attaining to a higher eminence in whatever he takes up than can a woman. Of course, in sharp contrast to this kind of dogma, Scripture makes it crystal clear that all humanity is created in the image of God, and there is essential equality between the sexes. So, look, these are not distinct categories. They're overlapping. Much more on that if you go to equip.org. We're going to have a blog up on this, as well as an article that I wrote a number of years ago in response to Stephen Jay Gould in 1999. So equip.org, you can get a lot of resources that will help you deal with these kinds of issues, because there are a lot of statements that are being made that have little basis in reality. And we need to be able to look at these statements critically and unpack them and show the fallacies of the statements